He's one of the best comedians in the world, and he's coming to Australia next month.
Because the sad fact is, if Jesus was alive today, he would not get through American customs.
Please welcome to the Danny Lakey Show, from Scotland, Daniel Sloss.
Yeah, Daniel Sloss joining us on the Zoom, as is so often these days, all the way from Edinburgh. Is it a Scottish lockdown, Daniel Sloss?
Is that good, or is that highly offensive to start an interview?
I mean, you'll meet people who would be offended by it, but then again, those people would be offended by most things. I, on the other hand, of all the terrible Scottish accents yelled at me in my time, that was up there. It was not as bad as some of the ones I've heard. I could tell what accent you were doing, and that's already better than 90% of Americans.
I'll take it. This new show, Hubris. It is Hubris, isn't it? Not Hubris?
I think you're pronouncing it right. I think it's called Hubris, right. And it. I didn't know it was pronounced that. I've just been calling it Hubris, because I've only ever read the words, right? Yeah. But the amount of times that I've been doing interviews with people who are clearly more educated than I am, and they'll be like, welcome, Daniel, to promote his show, Hubris. And I'm like, oh, that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess I'll start joining in as well. Hubris.
Hubris. That's the name of the tour. It's a fun word to say, isn't it? Hubris. Right. Not often you get to go H into like the Y-U. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's what, I mean, you've got, who's the big Hugh? Dave Husey.
Husey. Yeah.
He should have done a show called Hubris.
Well, I'm surprised that you don't incorporate more punnery into your show names, because Sloss has a lot of angles you could go with, but you're better than that, it seems.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crossed my mind. There's obviously Mission Inslossable, Slostradamus, Slossed in Space, Candy Sloss, Dental Sloss, Slossed in Translation if I'm doing foreign shows. You know, it's there, but no, I tend to stay away from puns.
I imagine that this would be an annoying thing to experience as a comedian if you're like out in a pub in a social situation or something, and then some old guy comes out, oh, you're a comedian, are you? Tell us a joke. What's your funniest joke? Do you shun these people, or do you just have a one go-to joke to quickly say so that they'll F right back off again?
I don't. I have one joke I like to tell them, which nobody gets, and it takes about 3 minutes to tell, and it upsets them because there's essentially no punchline at the end. It's one of the dumbest jokes in the entire world. They go, tell me a joke. And you tell it for 3 minutes, and they go, I guess you're not funny. And you go, oh, I guess I'm not. Bye. I guess your mate must have lied to you. Yeah. I'm not a famous comedian. Yeah. Off your joke.
One of the great fraudsters. We were talking last night on the show. I don't know if it's hit the Edinburgh Times and the Scottish tabloids, but there was a bloke who was trying to save his local Mexican restaurant by bathing in a tub of bean dip for 24 hours straight. We were daring to dream, hypothetically discussing what dip, preserve, sauce we would bathe in for 24 hours to save our pride and joy. If you could pick a sauce in a tub, is there something that you'd go for?
I mean, you put me in a tub of whiskey, I'll die happy.
Sure.
I'll also die in there.
Yeah. It needed to be a bit more viscous. I mean, I don't want to stress you for an answer, but it can't just be total liquid. It needed to be a bit more gluggy.
A bit more gluggy. Alphabetti spaghetti.
Nice.
I could just spell out my help message in it, you know, or just like spell out a really saucy message above my, you know.
Above your penis.
Yes. I don't know what we're allowed to say on Australian radio. I don't know what time of day it is there. Penis. It's a pleasure to be here.
Comedians, do you hang out in circles with other comedians? I imagine that's a good fun time. Do you have some best mates who are in the comedy scene, whether it be international or Aussies?
Yes. I mean, one of the main reasons I'm looking forward to getting back to Australia is because so many of my good friends are there. I will not, unfortunately, be getting to see Reese Nicholson, because he's gone away to Canada like a treacherous little rat. I'm very, very good friends with Nick Cody, so much so that I am godfather to his child. And so many, man. I love Cam James, I love Becky Lucas, the Auntie Donna boys, Aaron Chen, Tom Walker, Demi Lardner, Bart Friedberg. Like, I've been coming to Australia to do comedy since I was about 19 years old. Yeah. Like, last year was the first year in 10 years that I hadn't gone to Australia in April. You know, I love it. I love it over there. And I've got big social group out there that I miss.
Well, that's so cool. And because you're doing a whole heap of Aussie dates, and I'd imagine a lesser amount of international comedians are coming to at least the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year, obviously with everything that's going on. Is this just a, hey, it's a no-brainer, Melbourne Comedy Festival, Australia, less restrictions, and you're just dying to get out of where you are?
It was also, yeah, because I was gutted to miss out on it last year, and then also just to get out, man. I mean, Scotland, we've been in a lockdown since January, but before that we were in a second one. We've had three already, and it's hard for everyone. And I know obviously Australia's gone through its own lockdown, so it's not about, you know, comparing horrible stories, but I'm just excited to be out there. And even though it's not even that normal, I mean, you know you're still social distancing and stuff, and I know you it's 75% capacity at theaters, but from what we're experiencing over here at the moment, it's exciting. So essentially, we just begged the Australian government for the past like 6 months, going, please, 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 can I come to your country? Please, I promise you, I'll stop saying horrible things about Adelaide if you let me in. I promise I'll never say another bad word about Adelaide if you just let me in for 2 months, please. And they were gracious enough to let me in for a month.
Not only are you doing Melbourne Comedy Festival, you're doing all the caps. Well, you're doing the Big Eight, as I like to call it, the five caps, and then Hobart, Gold Coast, and Canberra as well. People who've seen some of your shows before will maybe know the story and a bit of the setup. But for those who don't, you've been responsible for over 120,000 broken up couples over your
time. What's and more importantly, 150 divorces.
That's what you want. They're the real numbers.
That's the real numbers. You don't feel like a baller until you've autographed someone else's divorce papers while they're profusely thanking you for helping them get divorced.
Well, it's a dose of truth, isn't it? That's all you really say. You kind of just do some very funny but very confronting messages at the same time.
Yeah, I have a show on Netflix called Jigsaw, and it was written at a time when I was very, very happily single, and I was annoyed at all of the people who were in rubbish relationships. You know, the people that are in awful Instagram relationships, and everything on the surface is so pure and amazing, but deep down you go, you hate each other. Stop spread. I got so annoyed at that, and so many of my friends were in these relationships that I just wrote this bit talking about, I believe in true love, and I know true love is real, but 90% of what I see out there is absolutely wrong, and it's bollocks, and I'm not standing for it anymore. And I just, you know, picked out all the and the relationships that I'd been in, the fake relationships that I'd been in, like that, you know, where I'm compromising because I'm just so desperate to be with anyone rather than no one. And I never thought it would resonate with that many people. But when we first started doing the show in Edinburgh, I started getting tweets from people being like, "Oh, hey, I just broke up with my girlfriend because of you," or "I just left my boyfriend because of you." And I started like retweeting some of them, and it was like steady-ish numbers. And then I went to Netflix, and I spent 2 weeks just on a couch laughing and laughing and laughing as just thousands upon thousands of people I've never met are like, "I left my boyfriend because of you, I left my husband because of you." And I'm like, this is great.
When you are in a relationship, are you aware of the five love languages?
Not only do I know the five love languages, I got engaged, and my auntie sent me that book. It sat on my bedside table. Yes, I found it fascinating. I agree with some of it. I mean, it's very hippie.
Yeah.
It's a very sort of like a hippie approach to it, but it's a fascinating, I just think it's really good. I'm a very physical person. It's all about touching and closeness and whatnot. You can say whatever you like to my face as long as you're stroking the small of my back.
Very good. Yeah, you can give me all the words of affirmation in the world, but I won't care unless you shower me with gifts. Like, that's what I'm after.
Yeah, thankfully I've managed to avoid one of those. Those sound a bit difficult to be with. Yeah, my fiance, she's just one. She just likes being touched, and she likes being told that I love her. And that's dead easy. Like, that's the most low maintenance. Like, she's borderline Tamagotchi. Like, it's that. It's so easy. I just got to make sure she's well fed, occasionally make sure she's done a poo, and then we're all good.
That is the Quinella love language you want, and the comedian you want to see, whether you're in Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Gold Coast, Hobart, Canberra. If you're in one of those towns, could get there and want to get back to some sort of normalcy with some sort of comedy and a great laugh and a good night out, Daniel Sloss and Hubris is coming to Australia around early April through to early May, isn't it? So we can't wait to see you down under.
Can't wait to see you guys.